Well, ladies and gentlemen, we just had a wonderful performance by the Pinkster Players. Everybody had a really good time. So, look forward to at 1 o'clock, Storytelling with Marsha, who's a part of the Pinkster Players. All the children of all ages are gonna love her storytelling. AJ is here with Face Painting. We have Roy's Caribbean Restaurant Food Truck. Youth FX is here. Christian Redemption Academy Bakery.
So we just finished a wonderful performance here. We all learned a contra dance with the understanding that there's a lot of African tradition and movement that has been incorporated. I'm standing here with a lovely family. Can you say your name, please?
Yes, I'm Veronica.
And Veronica, nice to meet you. What brought you here?
Because we saw it posted on Albany.com, and we thought it would be very interesting because we've never heard of Pinkster. So this is an opportunity. We homeschool our daughter, and this is a perfect opportunity for her to learn about part of her history.
So can you tell me your name, please?
Okay, my name is Asaim J. Moore, and my artwork is called Art by A.
Okay, and you have chosen to table here at Pinkster Fest.
Yes.
I see you have this wonderful painting on your face. I wish this was video, but
yes,
trust me, he's good. And you also do portraits. What motivated you to come to Pinkster Fest?
Well, I was actually booked for the night market that's available every Thursday downtown Albany on Willett Street. And we promote Stop the Violence, and you know, we promote anything that you're doing as an entrepreneur or as, like, you know, someone that's trying to start up a business from the ground up. And I do artwork. I've been doing artwork for about 10 years now. And I just feel like it's my calling, and whatever I can do to help out the community as well as spread my name, I'll do that as well. So,
what a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much.
So I'm standing here with the wonderful and talented poet Dee Collin. And unfortunately, I just miss her performance. So my first question, Dee, is can you talk a little bit about what your performance was?
I was reenacting Sojourner Truth. And I've been doing reenactments of Sojourner Truth for more than 5 years. This is the first time in 3 years that I've done a reenactment. So it's been a while.
Can you talk a little bit about your motivation to be doing reenactments of Sojourner Truth, not just today, but prior to today?
My reenactments of Sojourner started after I was in a play called The Stone That Started the Ripple. And that play was written by Patricia Nugent, and we had it in Saratoga at Skidmore College. And it was, the basic premise was Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Susan B. Anthony, Lucretia Mott, and Sojourner Truth all come back from the dead to, you know, say how much things have changed and basically how much things have kind of stayed the same. And there's a lot of work that's left to do, and everybody who's still alive and kicking should, you know, get to work. And from that play, schools, organizations, different groups of people could book each of us individually to come in and do a reenactment. That was funded by the League of Women Voters in Saratoga. And so after that whole the play and then the reenactments, people just kept booking me for Sojourner Truth. And I continue to tell her story because, you know, she has a very powerful story. And the more I did reenactments of Sojourner Truth, the more I learned about her life and how much of her life isn't really taught. And just now, it just feels like kind of like a calling to just continue to tell her story.
Can you cite one or two parts of her life or her message that you want to bring out?
Sure. Sojourner Truth, she successfully brought white people to court and won her cases. twice. She won a case to get her son back after he was illegally sold down south, after that was made illegal in New York State, and she won the case to get her son Peter back. So that's something that, like, especially for a Black woman in the 1800s, taking white people to court, like, that's not taught at all. And just the simple fact that she had the courage to, you know, go forth and try to do that is amazing to me. Another story that's not taught is in Washington, D.C. She was in Washington, D.C., and there were whites-only trolley cars, and she tried to board one. And this is years before, Claudette Colvin and Rosa Parks, years before that. And, yeah, so, you know, she was out of this world. She was pretty incredible.
Do you understand, you know, having, sounds like you almost channel Sojourner Truth, do you have a sense of what gave her the courage?
She was very much propelled by her belief in God. Even her name comes from her spiritual life. She believed that God had her back, and because she believed God had her back, that she would journey out into the world and she would tell the truth, and that's what she did. So
thank you so much. So I'm standing here at the table for Wizard's Wardrobe. What is your name?
Diana Payne. Wizard's Wardrobe is a tutoring program made up of volunteers who tutor children in school from first grade to fifth grade, mostly in the South End.
Please explain the name of the organization, Wizard's Wardrobe.
I just know that it's a wonderful name. There's something magical about it that attracts children. We have that theme throughout. As a matter of fact, in my bag somewhere, I have a wizard's hat. The place is decorated to look charming and inviting to young children.
Thank you so much. I'm at the table of the Albany Institute of History and Art, and I'm standing with Lacey Wilson, who is the public historian of Albany African American History Project. Maybe you can talk a couple of minutes about what this project is, Lacey. It sounds fascinating.
Sure. So my name is Lacey. I've been here for about 4 months, primarily doing research on Black history in Albany. I got hired to do outreach and oral histories and research, all related. The only parameters I have are within the city limits of Albany, and they want me focusing on the 20th and 21st century. So I've been looking at a lot of things related to, like, neighborhood history, civil rights, environmental justice, performance and music, and all sorts of things, and just trying to talk to people about things that they wish that the Albany Institute and Albany's history would really embrace about Black history, and things they don't talk about enough, things they wish they talk about more, and really just all that reaching out and outreach hopefully will lead to an exhibition next fall at the Albany Institute of History and Art that really dives into more of this stuff.
And I'm at the Youth FX table, and I've heard so many wonderful things about this organization. You can just give me your name.
Yes, my name is Greg Marsh, and I'm the Director of Education at YouthFX.
And can you give me your name?
Yeah, my name is Courtney Spayton. I'm the Lead Educator at YouthFX.
Okay. And maybe just a brief description of, you know, what you guys do.
Sure. YouthFX is a youth media-based organization. We really are focused on young people telling their own stories through digital media. And in addition to that, we're also training young people in filmmaking and documentary. So the goal is to spark an interest in the arts, but to also get them career ready if that's what they choose.
Beautiful, beautiful. Do you accept older people into the program? Half kidding. So why did you decide to come and table here at Pinkster Fest?
Yeah, so we were asked to table this event, and I think we jumped at it pretty quickly. And we, you know, we're very much a community-based organization. So anything where we can be a part of the community building and empowerment, we always want to be a part of.
Okay. And does Pinkster Fest have some special significance to you guys?
So, we were actually just talking about this this morning, that neither one of us actually really knew what Pinkster Fest was. So this whole day is an education for us, which I'm really excited about. I'd never even heard of Pinkster Fest. So, like, we're really looking forward to what we get to learn today about this event.